I need a break. Hi guys, welcome to the second episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars. Here at Zikos Guitars, we carry the finest and the most beautiful classical guitars worldwide. We receive every week new guitars, which you can also find on our website. And I'm going to show you these guitars. I will play some chords and melodies on them to give you a better idea of the sound of the guitars. You also will find to each instrument a longer video example in the video description. And thank you for all your comments from last week about the guitars and the sound. It was much more different than I expected, so it's even more exciting to hear your opinions about the guitars and the sounds. And I also will try to respond to some of your comments as long as they are in the same subject which we are talking about and not where did you buy your watch. By the way, it was a gift. Someone has asked about the correct sitting position for classical guitarists. Is there a perfect sitting position for all classical guitarists? No, because we have all different anatomies. But is there a sitting position which will work for the most of classical guitarists? Yes. The most important thing is that you can sit and move your fingers in a very natural way. First of all, we need a foot bank, and you put your left foot on the foot bank and you hold the guitar like this. Be sure that the guitar head and the whole fingerboard look in this direction and not in this direction, because in this case you have a very large distance between your eyes and your heads and your fingers, and you don't have a comfortable access to the whole fingerboard if you sit like this. But if you hold the guitar like this, you have access to the whole fingerboard in a very natural way. And the most classical guitarists put their right elbow above the guitar bridge. So if the bridge is here, you put your elbow above the bridge or parallel to the bridge. I mean, there are much more details which you have to pay attention to for the sitting position, but it's a whole subject for another video. The first guitar of this week is made by Carsten Kops. Carsten Kops is one of the most well-known German guitar luthiers, and his guitars are played by a lot of famous classical guitarists worldwide. And this guitar is from 2011. It's a double top model, and the upper top of this guitar is from Spruce, and the lower top, which you can't see because it's a double top, it means two tops, the lower top is from Cedar. And the guitar is very light, it's extremely light. The back and the sides are from very beautiful Indian rosewood. This guitar has so many beautiful colors. The guitar invites you to play here, here and there because the colors are there and you have to use it. But apart from the beautiful colors and the beautiful tones of this guitar, it has a very strong and fast response. So perfect to play complicated pieces and fast scales on it. But for me, the most impressive thing on this guitar is the dynamic range, because you can play so soft and piano and the guitar still responds so well. It's an amazing guitar, really. Wow. The next guitar is made by one of the three giants of the French guitar making school. It's made by Dominic Field from Paris. The guitar is from 1986. It's the number 36. It's a pure joy just to stare at this guitar. The guitar has a very beautiful bear claw spruce. The back and the sides are from Indian rosewood, and it's a more traditional Antares based model. And yeah, let's see how it sounds. I need a break. This guitar has come a long way. It comes from Uruguay. It's made by Ariel Amayenda. It's from 2022 and it has a shorter scale. So the scale is 630 millimeters. And it has a very beautiful spruce. The back and the tops are from Madagascar. I like the head of this guitar. It looks very traditional, but with a touch of modern details. So yeah, let's see how it sounds. It's a very powerful guitar, and even with the spruce top, it sounds very warm and full. Also very beautiful colors. The next guitar is a very beautiful and a very interesting one, because this is an exact copy of a Boucher model, of a Boucher from 1962, and we had in our shop the same guitar a few years ago, and this is an exact copy of it. This is made by Nicolas Lamoureux. Every detail of this guitar is very, very, very similar to a Boucher guitar. And it's very light. It's from 2022. Top of the guitar is, as you can see, from spruce, and the back and the sides are from Indian rosewood. So I'm very curious how it sounds. So the first remarkable thing on this guitar is the sustain. It's very, very long, and it's like the Boucher guitars because they also have a very long sustain. Beautiful colors. Very great dynamic range. You can play piano on it, and if you get louder, the tone quality is still there. Mm-hmm. I like it. So last but not least, we have a guitar from one of the two other giants of the French guitar school, French guitar making school. And this is from Daniel Friedrich. This guitar is from 1965 and it's a very rare flamenco model. You have a spruce top and cypress back and sides, and it's a recital model. Daniel Friedrich has three models: recital, concert model, and the arpeggio. And the difference are in the headstock and in the bridge visible. This guitar is so light. I think if I open the window and if it's a bit windy, the guitar is gone. I'm very curious about the sound because I never played a flamenco guitar made by Daniel Friedrich. So let's see how it sounds. The interesting thing is you still hear that sound of the Daniel Friedrich guitars. But of course you hear that flamenco sound in this guitar. The tones are a bit shorter than the normal Friedrich guitars, but they are directly there. The guitar responds very fast and strong. And that's what you expect from a flamenco guitar. This guitar, it's so detailed. I mean, like other guitars of Daniel Friedrich, the definition of the sound and the details are amazing. As you can see, it's a guitar in a fully restored condition, so you have a little bit of scratches and not a little bit, do you have some scratches, but the guitar sounds still like in heaven. We come to the end of the weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars for this week. I hope you enjoyed the video and please let me know which guitar did you like the most. If you want to find more details about the guitars, there are links in the video description. You can click on them and you will have more pictures, more details, videos and sound examples for each guitar. So thanks for watching. Take care. See you next week.